Opinions and theories expressed here are exactly that, our personal opinions. We are sharing our thoughts in hope of sparking conversations about how we interact with media, stories, and each other.
There's nothing wrong with a different perspective. We always keep it respectful, and thank you for doing so too.
I'm Ree, and you're on the Dank and Deadly Hot Box. Today, I have some friends of mine, amazing horror lovers, Danny and Janine, and we are here getting into the B-movie Christmas horror comedy, Jack Frost. This is a bonus episode that's kind of, you know, bonus for our B, but kind of rolled in. Love for Christmas. So doing a little bit of everything we missed in one foul swoop. Thank y'all so much for joining me today, Janine and Dan.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So excited.
Of course, welcome back, Danny. You've been on with us before.
Hi, guys.
And Janine, just because this is your first time on, give a little introduction about yourself, what got you into horror, and of course, plug any of the social media that you would like out there.
Okay. So I've been a horror fan my whole life, basically. Pretty much since I was three or four, I think. My older brother snuck on Halloween one time and put it on. Great babysitter. He wasn't supposed to put it on, but he did.
Right.
And got me hooked with that. That led to me watching Scream, which almost everybody on Twitter knows that's my favorite movie. So,
yeah,
that's what led me to being a horror fan. So, yeah.
The best from childhood. Which is always amazing because people definitely want to keep horror away from children, but
right.
Is that the first movie that I ever really saw in theaters that I remember was Monster House. The best.
That's one of my favorites.
Love that movie.
There's definitely a gateway and children's horror to get them started, and maybe not start them off with Scream, or Halloween necessarily. But kids can definitely slide into horror appropriately, and I don't know. Some kids have different tastes. because yeah. a little creepy definitely will give them that.
Starting them off a screen might create more psychos.
I mean, there was a murder inspired by Scream and Scream
really?
Itself. Yeah, it was yeah. inspired by a murder. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Life imitates art, imitates life.
Literally. Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Because yeah. there's even this. Okay, I don't recommend watching it. Sorry. It's kind of cheesy. And they did like normal investigation on the area where the Gainesville Ripper, like who inspired Scream, like killed. I don't know. I thought
is that the new one like, that just came out?
Yeah, on Discovery.
I've heard about that.
I don't recommend watching it because I thought it was gonna be like a look into the murders, but it's like a look into the murders via them trying to contact the Gainesville Ripper or his victims with like paranormal. It's a little embarrassing for in my opinion, right. but they tried. So yeah.
Onyx. So,
we'll be talking a little bit about Jack Frost. It is a lovely B movie from 1997.
Gorilla Glue. Yeah. And I have a joint, but I'm gonna peck Onyx. Get it. Bye. she started getting mad. Cat I'm fans. Gonna peck my bong shortly. And I am listening to
originally do both of the Jack Frost. But nobody watches the sequel, so we knocked that off the list. So whenever we do talk about the sequel, I will go more in depth about this drink that I made for the double feature.
But I'm gonna watch it this weekend.
I know I need to watch it too.
Promise you, I'll watch it Saturday.
We'll loop back around to it for sure.
I will.
As I mean, we already
check one on. Yeah. I'll just sit on my couch, smoke weed, and just like scroll through my timeline. It's the time of my life, and I'm in a lot of group chats too. Not the one I'm with you guys watching movies. Yeah, she's in the film that you guys might be able to help me out with. I might need to look up her IMDb history. You know the actress that we're referring to, Janine. I think her name is it Shannon Elizabeth.
Shannon Elizabeth. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's in a film where she's in like a it's like a house party, and it's really corny, like a B movie, and it's like a horror film. Oh my god, is that Night of the Demons? Yeah, that's Night of the Demons. I'm dead. Might watch that tonight. That's a really good film. I've seen it once when I was like when it came out. I think 2009. I was like a freshman. Yeah. Oh well, I'm gonna watch that.
No, that's for real. Like, it used to be on the sci-fi Halloween rotation. I was like, that's really how I got into horror, is sci-fi B-movies to ask.
Really?
And, yeah.
Yeah, like Mothman and all those.
Was sci-fi?
Yes, and they used to have, like, every Halloween they would have they would just marathon every franchise. So I specifically remember the, like, a Nightmare on Elm Street one because I fell asleep during it. And my brain started seeing the credits. Like, while I was asleep.
Seeing
the credits. And, like, Granny weird. Was, like, popping up in the credits while I was asleep. And I was like, well, it's happening.
Just That's accept funny. It.
Exactly. I didn't know sci-fi. No wonder they show Chucky. Mm-hmm. I actually, it was my grandfather because he's the one who got me into horror. It was AMC. You know how they would show every Halloween all the horror movies? Mm-hmm. That's what got me into it.
Same.
Oh, wow. I didn't know about sci-fi, though. Oh, well, FX was more, because I'm a big science fiction buff.
Yeah.
And FX showed a lot of sci-fi movies, like The Day the Earth Stood Still and shit like that. I miss those days. War of the Worlds. Oh, my God.
Even in sci-fi, I think that was, did sci-fi do Lost Girl? Is that
the... I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure what Lost Girl is.
It's like I believe it's a girl who's a succubus.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
I love succubus movies. And
it was like the first bi representation that I like saw.
It's a movie?
It's a TV series. It's about a Canadian supernatural drama that appears it's on sci-fi. And it about this succubus, the life of a bisexual succubus, Bo, who learns to control her superhuman abilities, all that kind of stuff. So they have that. I was really into that for a second.
I need to see it. I watched Siren. I think it was on Netflix. It was okay. And it's not about, I mean, it's sort of a succubus. It's a siren, which basically the same thing.
Wasn't it the continuation of the first VHS?
What? Lost Girlis?
No, Siren. I thought it was like the continuation of like the first installment of the first VHS.
Oh, it is? Is it?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that would make a lot more sense.
I'll say that kind of sounds familiar, I think.
What, the movie Siren or VHS?
Both of them. I've seen VHS, but Siren sounds familiar. I think I've seen like parts of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen
from Siren.
2018.
Yeah.
I've seen it. It's a okay movie. It's like kind of cheesy. Like if you like horror movies, you'll like it. If you're not into horror lore and all that, you're probably going to be like, bro. But I really enjoyed it personally. I like bad horror movies. I don't know. I don't even like saying bad. I just
why
don't.
We're here today. Doing Jack Frost in the midst of our B-movie month.
Period. Love B-movie month.
Yes, getting into Jack Frost. As we said, it's the 1997 film that was actually straight to DVD, because it was 1997, straight to video. It was released around Christmas as a horror comedy written and directed by Michael Cooney and co-written by Jeremy Page. It follows the story of a small town, Snowminton, after a police vehicle crashes into a genetic materials truck, turning one of the most dangerous prisoners who was being transported into a mutant snowman. The prisoner's name also is Jack Frost. As a mutant snowman, he terrorizes the town as an act of revenge, as the sheriff of Snowminton is the one who arrested him. Very weird. The cast is Scott McDonald plays Jack Frost. Christopher Allport plays Sam. Stephen Mandel is Agent Manners. Eileen Seeley is Anne. Zach Eginton is Ryan. F. William Parker is Paul. Darren O. Campbell is Tommy. The iconic Shannon Elizabeth as Jill. We see her in Scary Movie 2, 13 Ghosts, Night of the Demons.
Period.
The remake.
Love her.
Jack Lind is Jake. Kelly Jean Peters as Sally. Nathan Hogue as Billy. And Rob LaSalle as Agent Stone, who is actually in Watchmen, the new Billy? Nightmare and the Possession. Yeah.
What's his name?
He's like... Rob LaSalle. I want to say that he played Rorschach, but I could be wrong. I think I'm imagining the wrong person.
Rorschach was hot to me. No, he didn't have a face. He was cute.
He had a face.
It was like, oh, yeah, it was like Braille. Oh, yeah, that too.
Came later.
His mask was freaking me out. I'm like, oh my God, it's triggering a phobia. He was so ugly. Oh, wow.
No, he played Wally Weaver. I'm sorry.
Okay. I don't think I remember that character.
Me either.
I remember Rorschach because his mask was like, made me itch. It was so weird. I'm looking at Rorschach now. He's hot. Still don't like this mask, but I'm looking at that other guy.
Yeah, so
Possession is the movie about the box, right?
Yeah, the Dybbuk box.
Yeah, there's a scene in there that really freaks me out, and I thought it was so cool. When the, I just know someone's like losing their teeth.
The kid, when she like pulls out her own teeth, doesn't she like pull out one of her back teeth?
No. Think of
something else.
They're like standing, it's in broad daylight. And I
know yeah. And then it was her like not step down.
Yeah.
Maybe step down. He like, yeah.
I was like, oh my God, that movie was like underrated. I'm looking at it now too. I miss this era of filmmaking. Have you ever seen The Possession, Janine?
No, I haven't, but it's been on my watch list.
Oh, sister. It is so creepy.
I think I tried to do it for my for the October challenge, and I couldn't find it on streaming, so I gave up.
Oh, man. You couldn't find it.
It's on Tubi.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I got to watch it. So maybe that's what I'll do this weekend.
Yeah, you said
it's good.
It's creepy. It's actually creepy.
Love some diversity and religious horror.
Yes, for sure.
Yes. Give us more non-Catholic possessions, please.
See, so, I like this. Like, the scares are really good, especially the scene when they're, I think they're like in a hospital and it's like in the dark and they're playing with the light, with the lights going on and off. Terrifying.
Such a good one. I mean, even though I
love it.
Last act of her, well, you know, not because. So.
Yeah, don't spoil it now.
Of course. So, getting into Jack Frost. Of course, it opens with like the scary, like, kind of, what is it, like the nursery rhyme. What is, oh, it's like a Christmas bedtime story. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be this really fucked up, like, version of a Christmas tale. And Jack Frost is a killer, not a happy snowman. And the thing for me is when it cuts to the, like, this scene that's actually playing right now is when he's, like, they're transporting Jack Frost and the other prisoner, and the snow that's blowing across their, like, windshield is just looks so fake. It's, like, the most obviously fake snow, and it's clear that they're just sitting in, like, this box that we're supposed to, like, pass off as the front of a, like, transport truck. It's just, this is why I love B movies. Like,
it's amazing.
The innovation.
They didn't need it to be done.
They said snow. Like, blow some white stuff in front of it. Because even when you watch this truck pass in the distance, it's clear that they're just blowing fake snow in front of the camera. There's not like snow coming down around anywhere. It's just fake snow in front of the camera as the, like, it's so ridiculous. Did y'all have, like, a favorite character? Do y'all remember?
Jack Frost?
Shannon Elizabeth's character.
Yeah, her. It's her and Jack Frost.
Yeah.
For sure.
Always like the villains, though, but Jack Frost is my favorite character. But Shannon's number two.
Because wasn't she like, first of all, it's apparently like 70 degrees wherever they're filming this.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
So they're like in a full winter, like, dress.
Oh, wow.
While it's just normal temperatures outside. And like I said, the fake snow is so clearly put like around specific locations. Mm-hmm. Where you can tell they're like, oh, this location is where we're going to be used, but there's absolutely no snow anywhere else.
Not the lazy filmmaking.
It's so funny to me. And even this, like, this is just them tilting the camera around.
Right?
It's just so clear. I love it. Just the absurdity. They're not even, they know what they're doing. They're not trying to be serious about
it. Right. That's why I love it. Like, oh, it's gorgeous.
I love that it just, like, doesn't take itself seriously. Like, it knows what it's trying to do. It's not trying to be, like, this immaculate movie or anything.
No, not at all.
That's the best part.
But, like, I just don't know why the fake snow just really gets me throughout it. Like, I can remember every scene where I'm just like, that is so obvious. Because there's even one, like, even the first introduction, I think, that we have to Shane and Elizabeth's character is at that snowman building contest.
Yeah.
And it's, like, all of it is so clearly fake. And, like, why does one guy have his, like, under a tarp so it can't be unveiled, because it's like the best snowman maker apparently.
That's funny.
Like, bro. And I'm pretty sure that's, is that not Jill's dad? Is one that's like the best snowman maker?
I
don't
think so.
Which one?
Shannon Elizabeth's dad, isn't that the one that's like, because she has a brother, right?
Oh yeah, he is the best snowmaker guy.
And then yeah, because he's like, her brother isn't he the one that gets killed by
I was gonna say, isn't the one he like fights the other kid or something like yeah. that, like a bully or whatever.
Gets a sleigh to the like head or something like that.
I'm dead. Oh yeah, I remember that. Like, this movie
the kills.
I'm it. Screaming.
No, it's really ridiculous, and everything's like Christmas, like themed. Because even the one screen cap that everyone knows is the like the one of him over the lady in the chair. Even she gets like wrapped up in Christmas lights and put on the tree.
Oh yeah,
so good.
He's like standing behind the chair.
Yeah,
like there's low key a lot of really good shots. Oh my god, when he was driving, I was cracking up. So funny. It is such a good movie. Jack Frost. So beautiful. I want to make something like that. Or something like, I don't know, I love horror comedies in general. Mm-hmm. Like Scary Movie, May. Oh my god, it's so brilliant. So funny. I love to laugh.
Especially when they just, like, B-movies specifically, I feel like they just... They're like, you really have to have a certain kind of comedy and know what you're going for.
Right, yeah.
More so than I feel like just regular budget horror comedies, because anything, like, they can throw out anything, really. And right. But B-movies, you have to really be specific in how you're trying to, like, portray your specific story and how all of this ties in, like, how all of the absurdity ties in to the absurdity of it all. Like, it's just... that's what makes them fun.
And I also like how... I think we talked about this a little bit last time. Like, how it kind of gives you, like, a semi-serious plot. Like, it sounds like a Marvel script. You know, how it's like, he was being transported. He was like a comic or whatever. And he fell into like a mutated vat of like whatever that was. Wasn't it like something that fell off of a truck or something? I'm like, okay, this is really out there. But I like it. Just give me more. I don't know. I like that surrealism of it. It takes you out of your body. I'm like, this is fucking delicious. Like, just, yeah. I like how silly it gets. All of it. It's just great. I love it. Even though I'm saying all of this, despite I cannot sit through Zombieverse, I've tried it at least 4 times now. I can't get through 30 minutes of it. I'm like, turn it off. I just don't know. That's maybe, and like you said, honey, it's like with maybe the sense of humor part. Like, I think they're going for a specific comedy that I don't think is funny, probably. But because, and it is a very aware film. Like, I do like that too. Films that are aware of the type of sense of humor they're trying to get off.
Mm-hmm.
And they like, it's consecutive, they keep going with it, like Scary Movie. And it's impressive how Scary Movie does it across several films. Like,
yeah.
That's really dope. And then
Scary Movie is really like, every year that it's in, you can tell the cultural climate of it. Like, they really know how to like keep the.
That is true. Even, you know.
Relevancy.
Scary Movie 5 wasn't even all that, but they did have Snoop Dogg, I think. Well, Kevin Hart's been in it. They had Ashley Tisdale. Mac, yeah, it was like still at least trying to be socially relevant, but I don't think I want another one unless the...
No.
Yeah. I need the OGs to return or don't do it again.
Yeah.
That was very real.
I don't know. I just feel like we can have a whole new... I just want new franchises, like, to be completely honest.
Really?
Like, I want, like, more. I want something new. Like, if Freaky has sequels, cool. Uh-huh. Like, if, I don't know. I really don't even know. Like,
you
I
mean,
want to see something.
You want original franchises or, like, reboots? Oh, okay.
Like, I want new franchises. Okay, like, new Death Day. Like, Happy Death Day.
Yeah.
I want a third one so bad.
Exactly. Since we're already there, can we like make we already know franchises can go however they go because people will always be with them. But like I really do think that like Freaky Happy Death Day, those could become the new, especially because
Freaky, especially, yeah.
What's the next Final Destination? Like, what's the new what's the new Halloween? Like, really?
I agree.
Pop up like that.
I think it's Freaky. She has my vote. I can't go. Freaky was gonna get watched last night. Let's be honest. Freaky might get watched tonight.
I might do that.
I love Freaky. Like, it's such a good movie, and like. People were out here like judging it biasedly, like, or whatever, like Rainbow, they're gonna he, her, and like gender role everyone. It's like,
it's, but it didn't really.
No, it didn't. And it's not even that. It's such a good fucking movie. Like, I just hate the internet. I hate everyone. And I feel like Freaky was. And so, okay, I did what it did with like the horror fans, but I feel like it should have been. And I feel this way about a lot of movies, maybe just because I'm a horror fan in general. It's Freaky should have been bigger. Like, I don't know. Like, it much more.
It does present like a regular like comedy that everybody in the masses would like to me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it does.
I do see how that could just come off as a big budget typical comedy, which is cool. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like there's something else that could just start off, even Malignant. If they want to go off the rails with those, I would be so happy. Like, you could literally be like, there's a whole fucking underground like group of all these people. Like, I would not be opposed at all. Like, we could go on forever. And I just, that's what I'm looking for. The next big thing. I don't even know how.
Was Freaky? Freaky, did it have a theatrical release? I think
was
that
was a limited release at all.
I don't know. Like, sure.
Smack dead in the middle of
HBO. Oh, no, I don't even think I've seen it on. Wasn't it on Netflix? I believe.
I think it was on HBO Max.
Yeah,
I think that's where it was.
I think released. It did get swallowed up by a lot of like pandemic politics, probably. Because Freaky was still is. Oh wow, I'm a writer for that film. That is such a good movie. Like, it's like, oh my god, you could really just put it on anytime, anywhere, like, type thing. Like, I need to learn. I need to learn every single line of that film, like I do Scream, Friday the 13th, A Nightmare on Elm Street. I need to have it down like the back of my hand, because I was just watching it the other day, and I was like laying on my couch. It was one of the days I deleted my Twitter because like people are creepy, like people I know IRL, and I was just watching it, and I'm like high as hell. I'm like, wow, holy fuck! Like, this cinematography is eating. The editing is chewing. They got soundtrack. The cast is hot. Like, the ensemble, like the chemistry, everything. Like, the atmosphere was accurate. That's I'm like, this is a this is cinema. Like, it's not just the horror movie. This is like in the sound. Everything was so well done. The Blissfield Butcher. Oh my god, it's eating, chewing. Like, why was this not everywhere? I don't understand. Like, what the fuck? But I want more. I need more. I'm gonna off myself. Imagine them not giving us Freaky 2 and 3. Oh my god.
I feel like there's a lot they can do with it too, like the lore to it and everything.
Right? Exactly.
They can feed
us. It was actually theatrically released in November.
What? Really?
2020? Oh, okay. I surely did not.
Oh, I wasn't going to the theaters to see that. November of 2020, I had COVID.
Definitely. Yeah, like, now. And that's what I said. That was like smack dead in the middle of the pandemic. Yeah. Still in it, but you know.
I wouldn't have been able to.
People pretend. But yeah. I feel like B movies contribute to that like absurdity in franchise, because even like Puppet Master, like those go on for fucking ever. like, seriously. I can't even think of the one I just thought of. The Evil Bong, like those go on forever. Like, there's at least like
the Evil Bong.
Evil Bong, Gingerbread Man,
oh my god,
Gingerbread Man, like
not this those. Subgenre of horror films, like the Killer Tomatoes.
Yeah, like
oh my god, I need to watch that. Oh god, have you guys seen that movie? Damn it, what is it called? I watched it one time and forgot about it. It's produced by, you can't even think of it. It's a movie about like these aliens. They're really funny looking. They're white and they have like big weird heads, and they come to Earth and they like kill people. And it's like, shit. I got to go to my Letterboxd now. I don't remember the name of it. I think it's produced by J.J. Abrams. It's like a really big producer who made a B-horror movie and a science fiction as well. Damn it. I'm going to find it. I was looking up like creature features and I found it. I was like, this looks weird. I'm going to watch it.
And, okay, that's a whole other like little subgenre within
B-movies too. It is, like, isn't it?
Even the giant ass, like regular animal, just make it giant. Like
that is so true. Like so true.
Or like combine two animals, like Piranaconda or something like that.
Piranha remake underrated. We need more of that.
I need
a lot more of that.
Mm-mm. I watched Piranha Double like B. It?
What? Oh, wow. Not a Piranha hater.
Second of that whole franchise. That I was like, nah, I'm sorry.
Give five of stars for me.
I'm going to say, I love the remake.
Me too.
Especially this. I can't. Like,
you guys
got
to know enough.
I watched all of them in like a weekend and I was like,
not
specifically, specifically Double D. Like that one, I was like, and no, but in my defense and that, like the whole defense of that movie, people did tell me not to watch it because they were like, really? You will not like this. Yeah. Like, I did have people say that it's something that they knew. Would find very stupid, and I watched it anyway, trying to be the horror fan that I am, and they were right. I'm sorry, like I hate it.
I haven't seen that one, but I did like the remake.
I don't think I minded, like the rest of them just kind of like didn't interest me, but that one specifically like disgusted me, like just outright.
Like I can see why, like that's one of those movies I can definitely understand people if like they're like, yeah, I hate it. I'm like, fair.
Yeah, I get it.
But like the other ones, I was just like, this is like, I don't know. It felt like a B movie to me, yeah. Which is fine.
Yeah.
But, like, because I was like, that's just killer fish. Like, okay.
I'm dead. It was so fun. I love fun movies.
Me too.
Wait, but do you guys want to know a remake? Dang, I forget this is recorded. Okay. You're just gonna do it. I don't.
I'm gonna edit it.
No, you don't have to edit it. If they come in my mentions, they're filtered. Or...
I just slandered Piranha, so like it's.
Everyone hates that movie though, but except for like a few cult people on Twitter. But right. a remake that I actually like that a lot of people dislike would be The Hitcher.
I like that one.
Delicious. I am gay slasher. So she told me to watch. Well, so she didn't tell me. I put a poll up. I was like, I forget it was The Hitcher in some other movies. She thought I meant the original Hitcher. So I'm a little bit like Steve. Like, I'm a reboot girl. Like, you tell me if it was made in 2002 up. Okay, yeah. Put it on. If it's like 80s or 70s, let's add it to the watch list, bestie. But like, you know.
Ask me about Hereditary.
Okay. The Babadook. But like, I don't know. I like the remake. And then I went to log in on Letterboxd and Gay Slashers was like, I think she gave it like 2 stars. I need to check it. It was so funny. And she does not like that movie. She was like, I thought you meant the original. I'm like, no. I loved it. They had rock music on the soundtrack and shit. I'm period. It's all, yeah. I need.
Sophia Bush was in it. Like, hello.
Right? It was sexy.
It was so good.
And I liked the tones. Like it looked like a Saw or like an old Texas Chainsaw Massacre from like the
old.
So beautiful. Horror films
we'll
have some
good watch those. I'm trying to do like more remakes and originals. Like, mm-hmm. Looking at them.
Originals are so hard for me sometimes. I hate to be that guy.
I'm that guy. Original Hitcher is actually really good, though.
Really?
Yes. It's so good.
I'll check it out soon. And you know what? Even for me to be that guy, I do not like My Bloody Valentine remake. That was disgusting. You can't.
Really?
Yeah, you can't pay me to sit through that anymore. the first one is like one of the best movies I have ever seen.
Yes, thank you.
What else? Oh my god, so I have not seen the original When a Stranger Calls.
It's really boring.
Thank you. I mean, I haven't seen it. I can't say that. I just don't.
I do like the remake better, yeah. Just because the ending. I don't know why the ending just makes it.
Really?
Yeah, I love the ending for some reason. It's so
this is why like, I love you guys, because on Twitter, I get bullied into people saying, why didn't you watch the original? Not about The Hitcher, but there's another guy that did this about the... I'm sorry, I'm so stoned. When a Stranger Calls. Like, he was like, the original's better, yada, yada, yada. And I didn't
can
even...
I just watch what I want?
Like,
I
right. Thank you. Why is this...
Why do you need to watch things in order? Time doesn't exist. Let's get this straight. Time does not exist.
Right.
The 70s are happening in another parallel universe right now. Get over it. It's fine. People get to movies when they get to them.
There are some films that, simply put, if the remake is just better, and there's some films that the OG is just nothing shitting on it. Like, mm-hmm. example, Dawn of the Dead, and I said this on Twitter the other day, had to mute that as soon as I sent the tweet out. The remake, because I am like the biggest George Romero fan. No one will ever tell me, like, the remake Dawn of the Dead, I'm not even the biggest Zack Snyder fan. Like, but the remake Dawn of the Dead is shitting. Like, and maybe George Romero, if he was still here, would tell you this himself. Like, shitting on that first one. The first one is good, and it has Ken Faree in it, Final Boy from Texas Chainsaw Massacre franchise. Yeah. But oh my god, Zack Snyder hit it. Like, that it's was so such a good movie. That is a really, from start to finish, like, that is a good movie.
And there's just some movies I'm legitimately not gonna watch. There are some movies that I don't like. Why do we have to watch every movie? And there are just some, like, there's some things that I don't want to see. And
I get that.
Just because the movie was made doesn't mean I have to view it.
Personally, I'm never watching The Human Centipede. That's not
happening. Oh, no.
I made the mistake of watching both of those at school. And,
God.
Yeah, my friends, I don't know why we did this together, but like, we were like, for the rest of the case, because I also watched May at school. I watched that literally before I went to this long-ass chapel. Like, we had days that were chapels, so you would have 2 hours of free time, and then we would literally be in chapel for 4 hours
at school.
Yeah,
that sounds fun.
I guess it was. I mean, the movie was lit, the chapel was not.
That's funny.
But yeah, it's just some movies you don't have to see. I may never watch the original. I mean, I've half watched it, so I kind of just watching it. The Hills Have Eyes, and I'm not gonna.
Oh God!
Watch the remake. Like,
pause, freeze. Run
the
it
remake
back.
Is it's definitely super gory and it's definitely disturbing, but I love it. But I respect that you don't. It's not for everybody.
I'm glad Janine stepped, because I was about to. We're talking about the Wes Craven Hills Have Eyes versus what? Why? They say the N-word in there. They have that white conservative man saying nigger. I said,
that's
wait.
That's even more of a reason not to watch it. Because,
oh, God.
Why?
I want to go up to Wes Craven and be like, babe, why was this? Do we need to hear him say that? What added to this man's character that we didn't already know?
But they already do that.
They did that
so heavily in the 2000s too.
But we did need to hear it. I think we don't. If we understand that motherfucker is a racist, annoying C-word, we don't need to see. We don't need to hear them say that. Like, Quentin Tarantino would abuse it. We all know that. Yeah. Like, he's annoying. Like, and my other thing is with rape scenes, we don't need to see the actual, the whole, we don't need to see that, period. That shit triggers me. That was my one smoke, my one little bar I would have spit with him. I would be like, oh, Wes, I love you, fanned out and all that first, and then be like, so buddy, We couldn't cut this, or this could have been a deleted scene. Why did you guys choose to leave this in here? He probably would have had a valid excuse too, but I just feel like to that character, it was already apparent that's who he was. So I'm like, I don't want to hear him say that. I just don't. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I was going to say, a lot of things just like, personally, we get it. Like, you've overstepped now.
Too much in my face. Too much, like, Southern. Like, ugh, I need somebody to take a shower and quick. Like, it was just dirty. I don't know. I like the movie. And I really like the scene where they're at the gas station that night and they're, like, calling him and stuff. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is really cool. But other than that, I'm like, feel like, oh, God.
It stinks. Like, I've seen it, but I haven't seen it. Like, I know when it happens, but I just peace out. Like, so
yeah. The remake, however, my boy, steps. Get that up. You really need to. You are tripping.
I don't know.
Oh, no. Because
even with the wrong turns, again, gorgeous. Someone told me that I should just stick with the first one and not go.
Who said that?
Good friends of mine who know my taste, so I trust them. But there's some shit I really tried to watch Piranha Double D, and all I felt was just disgusting.
That's different.
Piranha
Double D.
But, like, some shit I'm just like, this is so... My brain feels like it's dying occasionally. Like, that's how it felt.
Piranha is so wild.
But for some reason, like, this Jack Frost, like, Carousel after talked about Thanksgiving, none of those rot my brain. They, like,
Thanksgiving felt like a fever dream watching that. It was the most insane thing I've ever watched. And I watched it by myself.
Oh, wow. Thanksgiving.
So, I just cannot, like, I think about how that was literally... If you listen to the Thanksgiving episode, I told this then too, but like that was, I literally had a birthday party for watching Thanksgiving. Like that was an actual thing that I like set up. And my friend, told me about it. And I was like, well, that sounds ridiculous. We're going to wait and save it for my birthday. So I did that.
Oh no.
And I would just like to know, like I said, if anyone who was there at this party, like, listens to this podcast, hit me up with your feelings, like, now that we're adults, and, like, in retrospect, how did you feel coming to, like, a fucking 16th birthday and watching Thanksgiving with hot chocolate and desserts?
I just love how the third one... It's not even the third one. It's the second one, isn't it? Titled the third one.
Yes.
There's sequels to Thanksgiving.
A sequel, because the third one is the second one, because they're looking for the lost second one.
Oh, wow.
And it's in space, and they're a puppet.
Oh, are you serious?
Oh. I kind of want to watch it now.
they went full camp with that one. I mean, not that the original isn't, but it's just a different tone.
Very curious now.
it's basically, I don't know, I just like I like a lot of B movies for the fact that they look low budget and they like work with that. And so when they kind of like the sequels get a bigger budget, to me it kind of loses the sparkle, but I see how they're using their budget in the same ways. Yeah.
So can we talk about what was the first? Because I feel like this would be a question that Ghostface would ask. He's like, so Daniel, what is the first legacy sequel? What do you guys think would be the first legacy sequel for a horror film?
First ever?
Now I gotta look on my phone now.
No.
No.
Okay, Tara.
I mean, we're in the 2020s. What do you think? I'm not gonna Google this shit. Like,
I'll give it to you. You could have just guessed. And the answer might be obvious. I didn't say it wasn't.
I don't know. I'm thinking like all the way back. Like,
really? No, it would. I don't want to give out hints. It would be recent. Like a legacy sequel, I feel like, is more of a recent term in general.
Yeah.
Like a requel.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
what do you think would be the first one? Because I feel like it's very commonly misconstrued. Do you think it's Halloween?
I was going to say that, but I feel like there was one before that.
I think Halloween.
I mean, unless it's Texas Chainsaw.
Was it Texas Chainsaw? That's a good... Which one?
Oh, I mean, 2013 kind of, sort of, but there's also kind of...
I was about to say, yeah, kind of.
Oh, let me see which year this movie came out, and I'll tell you. Nope. This movie came out before that.
Oh.
Is it Texas Chainsaw again? Like, I'm like, that's all I'm thinking.
A Texas Chainsaw.
It's even 2003.
It's Prometheus.
Oh.
Have you seen Prometheus?
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, I can't say it. I'm not going to ruin it.
I was like, very nasty. I mean, sorry. Yeah, but I feel like that one goes further. I know sci-fi can be horror, but I feel like that one is more completely sci-fi.
Well, it's a legacy sequel, too. Look at Jack Frost and her back pile. It's Aliens.
Creeping up on me. Yeah, it is. I like, but I don't know. I guess that one to me just gets more thrown into space.
Right, no. Prometheus itself is a science fiction film. But it's the legacy sequel to a horror franchise, is what I'm saying. Because then they build Covenant off of that or whatever. Now they have something else in the works. Mm-hmm. Look, whatever. Nick's a Covenant fan. I mean, I like Covenant too, but it's not. It's like forgettable to me. I hope he doesn't listen to this. Oh my God. It's that girl. Like, I think that was like the first idea of like the legacy sequel thing. And then I think Halloween like perfected it. But I can't ruin it because it's like, it was so perfect. Like, how it all happened. I was like, oh my God, like, put the movie back on. 2-hour ass movie. Had to get it on Blu-ray, DVD, all that. I still have it. It's one of my favorite movies ever.
Good. Yeah, I have it on Blu-ray. I haven't watched it yet, though.
Oh, whoa. You are.
I got to revisit the whole franchise, though. That was my plan like a month ago. I haven't done
it. Oh, yeah. Okay. Respectfully. Period. Yeah, don't let nobody ruin that for you. Like, don't go to a little Twitter clip. And when it happened too, like, you don't even expect it. Like, when you're just genuinely watching it just to watch it, you're like, oh, what's happening? Like, oh, okay. Oh my God! Like, oh my God, I would have went nuts. Like,
I didn't even realize, now that I'm just like thinking about that literally came out at the same time as PT.
What's that?
Silent Hill.
Oh, isn't the second one though, right?
The demo, one that they never released. I didn't, like, damn. What do you mean? Time? Like, those were all...
Revelations? I thought you were talking about Revelations, or no?
Nah, it was, like... It was literally just the demo of PT, which is the one going through the house. And then every time you go through this, like, time loop in the house, something changes, or there's, like, a new monster or something.
Oh, it's a video game. I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Oh, this is...
It's the Silent Hill... But I was just saying, Prometheus came out at the same time as that, because I literally watched Prometheus with the same people in the same like house that I played Silent Hill PT. Like, so
that's interesting.
Lots of horror. I can literally chronicle my life through horror movies.
Me too. I love it. Chris actually left a review of Alien saying, oh, this is more sci-fi. This is why he couldn't get into it, I guess. And it goes along with what you were saying about Prometheus being science fiction. But
Alien to me is traditional horror. Like, anything, I think it can be like, yeah, Alien to me, it follows like the slasher plot, and it can be qualified as a creature feature because are aliens not creatures?
Period.
Yeah.
But no, Prometheus to me is more space exploration gone wrong.
It is.
Which is Alien.
But then it's also like Possession at the same time when you really think about it. That's the horror. Like, oh my God, we just cannot ruin it for Janine. Like, oh, it's so good. There's so many different, goddamn, I love movies like that when it's hard to even describe the genre. Kind of like with Annihilation, people are like, oh, it's science fiction, it's not horror. And I'm like, it's all of those things in one. Like, it really is. Like, oh, God, it's so beautiful.
I need to have a marathon on Sunday now.
So yeah, you do. I really want to talk about it right now, but I can't.
Goddamn.
Such a good movie, though.
Like you said, like, Possession the science fiction crashes, body crashes, bodies being taken over by things. Can still be taken back to Jack Frost because he is a mutant. And it's now regenerative, a regenerative snowman.
They need to remake Jack Frost. That would be so with gorgeous. CGI. Yeah, I would watch it. That'd be gorgeous. Nah. Shoot it in like Alaska or something.
Shooting, yeah. Make it serious.
Parody the thing. That would that would hit.
He can morph into people, and then his true form is the snowman.
I don't think they would ever remake Jack Frost, though. People today would find him way too offensive.
Yeah.
Like his character.
I mean,
his character was like really not like a nice guy. What he did to Shannon and Elizabeth was not okay.
Yeah, that was sexual.
Yeah.
Not even that, like a lot of stuff he was saying. You could just tell. He was sexual a convict, though.
You know, yeah. And assault.
Was,
and murder.
You know, right.
Literally.
I don't think people would go for that being like redone. They're like, do we really need this, though?
Right. No, I mean, that didn't have to be redone. It could be like somehow. You know, like Summer Party Massacre remaked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Flip it and make it like they know how to fuck him up and it's them getting back. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Period.
Like this, because he could even be haunting this town. Let's make this to fuck it. That's what I'm saying. We can go all out. We can have a whole new franchise. Like, let's remake it. It's now a sequel in the future. This Jack Frost is a legend in this town. They like know he can be killed by antifreeze.
Antifreeze. That was
the best part. The antifreeze reveal.
Classic.
So good.
Antifreeze. Like, wow. Just galaxy brain.
Sorry. But like, okay, the kids hurt, but like, no. Like, haha, how cute. You thought you were going to keep me warm, but you almost murdered me.
Right? Like, antifreeze.
It was like my friend saying, like, when she was a kid, she buried an egg in the, like, garden one day, and her mom was like, what are you doing? She's like, an eggplant will grow from this when she was
what?
Really young. Like, you're like, okay, I get it. But
get the whole kid away.
But you know, the connection is made. Like, if you put it in the ground, an eggplant, but like, no.
I would have said, hun, we gotta go to the hospital.
But there, I mean,
the mental one.
So the thoughts.
Eggplant.
Like, nice try, but no.
I'm dead, man. Whoa.
That's the funny. Effort was there. E for effort.
Yeah. Effort was there.
So, what do you think your favorite kill in this Jack Frost would be?
Honestly, him. Again, the antifreeze. Yeah. That was brilliant. Like, what?
In the bed of the truck.
Antifreeze. Yeah. How classic. It's just so, like, comedic and poetic. Antifreeze, snowman, antifreeze. Like, oh, shut up. It's so funny. That shit would not work in real life. Like, and I mean, not even saying, like, a killer snowman is going to attack anyone, but, like, antifreeze is just something you put in your car. It's not going to melt a damn snowman. Like,
but, I mean, it's a chemical, so
right.
Genetic materials, it could have a reaction with that.
Yeah, that is true, I guess, but...
Because, I mean, wasn't that the premise? Like, antifreeze, like, hurts us internally if we adjust it. So, if he's now kind of genetic material, whatever that means.
And
if
didn't they like rebottle him or no?
Yeah, they like put the antifreeze in the bottles and like
actually,
under the ground.
Maybe it could work in real life. Yeah,
but he just
I feel like you would have had to melt him though. Like, why didn't they use acid or I don't know? They didn't. Who's gonna fucking get acid? What am I talking about? Antifreeze probably was the answer. That was brilliant, though. I like that.
Yeah. What about you, Janine?
I think my favorite, besides the obviously him, would be the Christmas lights one. I think it was just ridiculous.
That was fun.
For sure. Yeah. I think him is also a lion, but yeah, I think that might be mine. It's just, first of all, just fill a whole truck bed of antifreeze. Like, how much do y'all have? Right. I mean, I'm sure they just like went to the hard stuff. Because it wasn't dude's dad trying to like pitch his sales at his hardware store the whole time. Maybe he heard this and was like, I have a sale on antifreeze. just like come through.
That's funny.
That whole sequence leading up to it is just, it's so iconic.
Wasn't it?
The blow dryers, the whole thing.
Yeah. Oh my, and even the fact that they were shooting at the snow, like,
right.
Threatening him with blow dryers.
That's my favorite movie trope, is like people shooting at things that are clearly not going to be.
Right?
Right.
Just like a cute, innocent object. It's always like a vibrant color, too. A bright red or something. I love it. Gotta watch that soon.
Yeah.
Jack Frost.
So ridiculous.
Then at one point, doesn't he have like ice pick teeth? That was terrifying. Yeah. Imagine being pursued by something like that. Like, that could have been, I really still think we really, really, truly do deserve like a authentic, like creepy, like abominable snowman film. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was close to that a little bit, but it was just really comedic.
Didn't even Scooby-Doo have like
acres? Yeah.
Yeah,
it did.
Because they did have the like Yeti like many times, but I'm pretty sure.
We deserve a real one though.
How would they do that though?
They could do it. We deserve all of the, like, that's like an actual horror, like, lore character and Abominable Snowman. We deserve all of those films in like real time. Like,
oh, I thought you meant like a like creepy snowman. I was like, I don't think that could go anywhere but
they could do it. Like, it would probably be all CGI or something, or, and then it would have to be like really good juxtaposition with the shots, like how they reveal him, you know, would matter, or her, it doesn't have to be a fucking guy. Like, how they reveal the snowman would matter. Well, snowman, I guess it does. but it would be like, you know, they could really show the most of him at the end, and then like through the film, how they kind of did with Jack Frost, like show snippets and be like, oh, who's the killer? Like, we don't know. It could be framing a person or something, but then when we actually see it, it could be all CGI. You could show like him for a minute or two. It would be really, oh, it'd just be so cool. We need this to happen. We need our own like production squad for real.
Danny, you got to make it happen.
Right. It's gonna happen.
Production company.
It's gonna happen. It is. That would be amazing. I'm just seeing it in my head.
B-movies.
A killer snowman. I'm pretty sure we can all see it. We have to.
Yeah.
I need Marvel behind it. Like, whoever's doing their like CGI, you know what I mean? That group could, like, that level of professionalism could get it done. It needs to be better for like millions of dollars. Otherwise, it would not work. Like, it would be corny, cheesy. We don't need that. We need like something really authentic.
I want to make
it like Krumpus. Krumpus was that girl. That's probably my favorite Christmas horror film ever. That and Gremlins. But
yes, love Gremlins.
Gremlins didn't really require CGI. That was all like practicals and stuff, which is cool. Practicals would be more like what Jack Frost was. We need CGI this time. Sorry. We do. We need a real snowman, like, because you could tell in Jack Frost, like, sometimes it's like a damn guy in a white suit. It's like, what? Okay, I'm gonna ignore it now. Like, like when you see his hand, it's like it's clearly a white glove. You know, like, I'm not feeling cold. Right? Like, then, yeah. I was watching, I'm like, what the hell? Like, okay, whatever. Like how the scenes in Chucky where they switch the doll to a little person running. I'm like, we saw that.
Yeah, there's this scene scene in, what is it called? It's not even a fucking horror movie. Or I guess disaster movie.
Oh my God, yes. I've seen, I love that movie. Kim Kardashian.
Yes, I saw the shit out of that. Like, me and my sister literally watch it once a day. Like, I can quote that entire movie. I have the literal song that I'm in the scene playing in my head. I like them girls with them curves.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? But it's a break dancing scene. But I always think of that when I see those obvious like subs, because in that scene it goes from the princess to like this big black dude in the princess dress. Like when they're doing the like fucking break dancing part, and that's always what I think of when you see those obvious like switch ups. You're just like, wow, didn't even try. Like,
oh my God.
Me and my sister watch that like literally once a day. And I didn't even register that was Kim Kardashian until like so much later, because
really
nobody, like, she wasn't then.
Oh yeah, you're right.
She was not relevant then, and that's why she was in that movie.
Yeah, she wasn't. That is true. I mean, like, well, if you was down, you knew her. But I knew who it was off the bat. I was asking Kim Kardashian. And oh man, I miss those days. She's too famous to do anything like that, no?
I mean, she could if she, like, wanted to. Like, Beyonce was in movies. Nicki Minaj was in some TV movies.
Oh, God. Nicki was in The Other Woman. I saw that in theater.
Yeah, like, you could do a few, like, just random shits to be like, oh, on the screen, and then you leave.
Right. That's funny.
Like, even Mariah Carey, didn't she have a cameo? What the fuck did she have a cameo in? Nope, I have to Google this, because it was the most random cameo. I was like, is that Mariah Carey?
That sounds like Mariah Carey to do a cameo.
And I was like, if she's in here for like 3 seconds, that's the funniest shit ever. And she was.
Janine, I'm going to steal your screen poster, showing it off. So
what'd you say?
I'm going to steal that.
You don't mess with the Zohan. She was in there.
And oh, really?
Like, what the fuck? Yeah. I was like,
I've never seen it.
Neither. Oh, my God.
That's what Adam Sandler, though. I know the movie.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to say go watch it, but like, it's a movie. And. Weirdly enough, I watched this movie from the like 70s, a blaxploitation movie called Black Shampoo, that I swear has to be the the inspiration for You Don't Mess With the Zohan.
Really?
No, like, deadass. Like, I was like, there's no way whoever wrote You Don't Mess With the Zohan has not seen this movie. Like, it's That's the funny. Exact same premise, only this is a Jewish guy.
Like, what's the name of the movie?
Black Shampoo. It's horrible. Like, but like, so is this.
There's another film called Bad Hair or something like that.
The one that came out in the 2019, something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that one.
I never seen it.
It was kind of creepy.
Really?
Yeah, I like the, if you like lore, obviously, it's about, like, slave urban legends.
Whoa.
Like, yeah, specific one. And I really like the way they do certain sequences. And, yeah, it's a little bit of everything. I liked it, and it's campy as fuck, so.
Really? I like the infab. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. She's like tearing me up right now. But I like In Fabric. Whoa. I'm sorry. Holy smoke. In Fabric. Have you ever seen that?
With the red dress, right?
Yeah. Or the dress is like haunted or whatever.
Yeah. I liked parts of it.
I enjoyed that concept. One. I thought it was a great slow burn.
It was very weird.
Yeah, it was
peculiar. I don't know. I was down with some of the things, but yeah. So, it's been a fun little discussion on like Jack Frost and pretty much all things horror. This is a hot box. Never really stays on topic.
I'm dead.
Yeah, hope y'all got a little something about Jack Ross out of this. Definitely go watch it if you want. It's available on Tubi for the free on Pluto TV, Peacock, Vudu, Crackle, Amazon Prime, and Sling TV. I'm pretty sure all for free because it's a big movie. Not top is tier, but the most fun, especially around Christmas. I recommend watching it then so you can get the whole little Christmas urban life legend bedtime story into this ridiculous urban legend story that it turns into. So real quick, of course, Danny and Janine, let the people know where to find y'all on any social medias, websites, whatever.
My Twitter is Blood Rage. It's blood and then X, then RXGE. And then my Instagram is just Janine X Nash. And yeah, that's about it.
My Twitter is The Horror Kid. And the first O is a zero. And my Instagram is The Horror Kid. The second O is just the O, and it's two D's, but my Instagram is deleted right now, so I'm complicated, but have fun finding me.
Keep a lookout for the resurgence of Danny's Instagram.
Or you can go to thehorrorkid.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And go watch Chewbacca the Baby Snatcher.
Yes, do that. Do all of that. And expect, I think it's, how do I forget the title of my own movie? The Bunny Man, or the Easter Bunny. No, I'm sorry, I forgot the name of it. Just expect the Easter film
out on Easter. You can change it at any time, it's yours.
Right, it's not even shot yet. It'll be out yet, though.
Yes, and of course, hit us up on the social media, and we will see you on the flip side, and stay smoking, y'all. Bye! Well, if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can follow us on Twitter at dank, the letter N, deadly underscore pod. You can follow us on Instagram at dank, deadly underscore pod. And you can shoot us an email at dank, the letter N, deadly chats at gmail.com.